Final round of Coach's Insight programs here, continuing tonight on CARE Radio. Brandon Tamman, pleased to be joined now by Atchison Phoenix boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle. It's presented by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Coach, I know going into maybe the start of this season, you certainly have a good grasp of where your team is at and the expectations that you put on the board before the season gets underway. And obviously, I would think one of those check marks would be winning the Metal Arc Conference Championship. And you guys were able to do that after beating Washington in a very good game earlier this week, 49-45. We talked about it last week and how good Washington is and the challenges going up against them a second time, but getting them at home, getting it by four, and capturing the end of the regular season here with the conference championship. Just take us back to that game and the whirlwind of winning the league championship here in 25-26.
Well, first of all, it's an honor and a blessing to be able to win this league. I mean, we have some really good teams in our league with some really great athletes. And so for us to be able to persevere and find a way, that's a tip of the cap to the kids and a tip of the cap to our opponents. So, Highland Park's kind of dominated this thing for a while, and, I'm very grateful for the fact that we get the opportunity to be the school that beats the streak.
And it wasn't easy, right, Coach? I mean, you've had to grind through some games. I know Washington was towards the top. Highland Park still gave you some good games. So it was a battle night in and night out. Yeah. And Sumner as well.
Yeah. It was very tough. There's no question. Last night was the toughest of them all for sure. There's some spots where, I wish we'd played a little bit better. And yet at the same time, the credit goes to our kids for finding a way to persevere. There were several times where we fell behind and had to crawl back, then we got the lead, then we lost it, and then we had to find a way to get it back. And so that's the thing about this team that just impresses me is their staying power and their ability to find ways to win. That's pretty rare, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and how crucial is that, especially this late in the season when you guys are going to be in a real good spot come sub-state next week, and just being able to win games like this against high-quality opponents that you're ultimately going to see once we get to the playoffs?
We're going to see very good opponents. We're going to see someone really good in both rounds, God willing that we're able to persevere in sub-state. And here's the thing, everybody's 0-0 on Saturday.
Right.
This coming Saturday. And they're all going to try to find ways to extend their season. So every game's a dogfight. That's the way it is. And, so we have to continue to find ways. So yes, that fact that we've been able to persevere and overcome adversity. And I go back to the Target Oxy tournament, playing two games in one day against two really good teams.
Yeah.
I find that those things make us battle tested. So that gives me a lot of solace. A lot of confidence as we head into the close of the year and the sub-state playoffs to come up.
There's still a couple things to work out, but, barring anything too crazy, it seems like you guys are going to hold on to that two spot in the sub-state. Rock Creek's still undefeated like you guys as well. We'll see what they do on Friday against a very good Pratt team who's number one in the West. But, let's just say you guys end up as the two seed. You mentioned two tough opponents you're going to see regardless. You guys have been very good this year, but in order for you guys to make a run where you want to go, ultimately a state championship, what needs to go right here over the next few weeks?
Well, I think, first of all, what we've got to be able to do is I think we've really started to defend much better than when we have earlier in the season. And that's defense wins championships. I still believe that. And then on the other side of the coin, we've got to, we've won the turnover battles in a lot of games. Last night we didn't, and we were able to find a way because we turned it over a little bit. So what's on my mind this morning as we're thinking about it is executing.
There it is, Patrick Battle. That is the head coach of Atchison Boys Basketball. Now the Metal Arc Conference champions of 2025-2026, one of many check marks, I'm sure, Coach Battle wants with his team. As, of course, one more game on Friday against Schlegel. Appears to be locked up pretty much towards the top of the sub-state. We'll see how the brackets shake out, and then we'll see what happens with the first matchup later on next week in 4A. Coach, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for joining us each week, giving us a few minutes of your time. I know the people here on CARE Country appreciate it very much, and good luck throughout the postseason.
Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your guys' coverage, and best of luck to you guys moving forward.